I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Back in September, we brought you the story of Elaine West, a 52-year-old African-American grandmother displaced by Hurricane Katrina. West, along with three strangers and a dog named Blackjack, walked for 5 hours to escape rising floodwaters in New Orleans.
It was a journey. It was a hell of a journey.
For Elaine West, it's a continuing journey. More from reporter Gloria Hillard.
When we first met Elaine West, she had just arrived at a sprawling Christian outreach shelter in Los Angeles. Amid dozens of other New Orleans evacuees, TV cameras, and energetic volunteers, West was sitting alone.
I think I'm sitting in now because I'm missing my home. I can visualize my home and my home and my taste of things that I like, you know, and my little touches here and there, my figurines and stuff like that.
Today, those figurines are sitting on a shelf in her own living room next to a white artificial Christmas tree with silver ornaments.
You know, they got a cliche or something says, home is where the heart is. And like they say, a house is not a home. I'm learning to call this home now. Home is where you at.
A small two-bedroom FEMA-subsidized home in a primarily Hispanic neighborhood of San Bernardino, about 2 hours east of Los Angeles. She laughs lightly and shakes her head, as if to say, no, it isn't like New Orleans, that's for sure.
It was quiet. You hear birds. You see frogs. It was the best home I ever had.
In October, West returned to her rented home in New Orleans to retrieve what she could, her figurines, family pictures, all dusted with green mold. West is a round woman who walks with a slight limp in thick-soled orthopedic shoes, the result of a disease that ravaged her feet years ago. Her disability, as she calls it, combined with the fear of going through another hurricane, has stopped her from returning to her hometown, she says, that and her Christian faith.
God guided my steps here. For some apparent reason, I don't know. I smile at it because I know, I don't know what he want me to do. He got something for me to do.
From her kitchen table, West looks out the window onto a busy street.
Right now, I'm looking for a little girl that comes from school about 3 o'clock. She'll be standing over there, and now she comes just about every day to use the restroom.
She says she worries about the young girl because there are a lot of gangs in the neighborhood.
Hey, what are you doing here?
She needs to go restroom again.
Come on. Look.
Within a few minutes, it seems apparent that using the restroom isn't the primary reason for the visit. Rather, West has become their friend.
You're in the sixth grade. What type of math are you doing?
I'm doing
algebra, fractions?
Integers.
Yeah. And I have my good moments. Am I sad ones? Not days, though. 24 hours is too long to be sad and unhappy, so I cry, I pray. But I'm being treated with a lot of love, a lot of care.
Perhaps because West doles out a lot of it herself. When she sees her mailman, she jumps up to meet him.
And I didn't want to miss you because I know you're off tomorrow.
Well, I am off tomorrow.
That's right, you remember. Go ahead, Ethan. Thank you so much for everything here.
Okay, thank
you. Bye, darling.
Love you. See you later.
The New Orleans grandmother wanted to hand-deliver his Christmas card, a card with a $20 bill in it. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.